Now, this week with UHealth, our UHealth guest is Jocelyn Oldham, MA. She's a speech pathologist in the Department of Otolaryngology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. I've been practicing that one. Jocelyn's going to discuss voice banking, a very cool program at the UM Miller School of Medicine where patients who eventually will lose their voice due to diseases such as Parkinson's, ALS, and cancer can record keywords, phrases, and personalized messages to communicate when speaking is no longer an option. Bruce Turkell, I know you're listening in the car on the way home. I got emails asking me what voice banking is. In fact, somebody tweeted me the question. It is cool. It is something that it is needed. And we're going to talk to Jocelyn Oldham right now about it. Jocelyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How'd I do with what your specialty is?
You nailed it. That's exactly it.
Awesome. Now, to put things in perspective, we're going to follow our interview with you with my friend Tarek Maddox, who's an exercise physiologist. He helps work me out and work out the NFL players. He took 2 years off to care for his uncle while his uncle deteriorated with ALS. My personal experience is my dad had MS. So God bless you for what you're doing to people who have functioning brains but the inability to communicate.
Well, thank you. Yes, I mean, allowing somebody who has lost their ability to communicate and give them their independence back has been, you know, just very, very rewarding. And most of my patients love the fact that once they get a communication device, they are, you know, they get their voice back. They're able to communicate. And the very cool thing about voice banking is, you know, we now can put their own voice on these communication devices. So it allows them to, you know, if they used to call their significant other Tulip or my love or whatever personal message that they have for friends and family, they can have that in their voice. So I just started voice banking with a couple of patients here at the University of Miami, and they are now recording just their key phrases and phrases that will go on to their communication device. Also for their doctors, you know, any caregiver that they have regarding their care, personal needs, their feelings, all of this is pre-recorded, and then when the time comes, we place these messages on their communication device.
All I can say is God bless you. And anybody who's had somebody close to them or somebody important to them pass away and retained the voicemail message for as long as the system could retain it knows the value of the personal speech pattern and way people say things. My dad died, I don't know how many, 20-something years ago. I look at the photo and I just grasp to try to I'm doing it now. Try to remember what his... Well, you get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is absolutely beautiful, and I want to thank you so much for doing that. I have a question for you. I've been watching on TV how they hook stuff up to the brain, and now they can make like an arm work from the brain waves. Is there research going on where you'll eventually be able to hook up your voice banking to the brain and be able to generate speech from just the brain waves? I mean, I'm sorry I'm jumping all the way out there on the frontier on you, but it's just, like I said, I had a personal thing here, and I'm just asking.
Yeah, you know, with technology and medicine, you know, continually advancing and growing, I would hope that there's a possibility for that in the future.
Now, what are some of the ways that people can get involved and reach out to you? Because it sounds like this is a pilot program. Are there special requirements for somebody to be able to get involved in your program?
No, I would say anyone who has been diagnosed with a disease, who has the, you know, who has the prognosis that they may eventually lose their voice, should voice bank if it's something that they're interested in. They can just reach out. Like I said, the Department of Otolaryngology, we've collaborated with the Department of Neurology for this, but they can reach out to our department and schedule an appointment, even if they're just interested and would like to see more about what it's about and, you know, how they can get started.
Now, Jocelyn, how would they reach out to either one of their departments? Through a general number? Through a website? Help me out. Help us help them.
Yeah, they can go to the website, the ent.med.miami.edu. For information there, or they may also call our office line, which is 305-243-4315 for a direct appointment with myself to get them started.
Well, Jocelyn, we have a lot of fans of the Jets down here, and they kind of need it to be repeated really slow. And what that does is it really is my little trick so that people know we're going to give everything again and they're going to have time to write it down. Okay. Because a lot of the people that may be listening in this situation, maybe they need to have a caregiver help them out. So we're going to give it a second. And now we're going to go again. Jocelyn, please, how can people reach out to you for help and assistance in this groundbreaking program?
They can go on to the ENT website. The address is ent.med.miami.edu. And there's information there on voice banking and how to schedule an appointment. Or they may call my office also to schedule an appointment with me at 305-243-4315.
Well, Jocelyn, I wanted to ask you a question here because I think one of the most important things as we put together the brand of You Health is the people that make up You Health. And what you're doing is such a wonderful, touchy-feely thing. I'm wondering what motivated you to focus on this?
Like I said, we collaborated with the Department of Neurology a couple of years ago, and I started working with patients primarily with ALS.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, unfortunately, by the time they would come to see me, they were no longer able to communicate.
Ooh.
So, you know, fortunately enough, we're able to get them a communication device. But I would hear from family members, you know, I miss his voice. I miss her saying, you know, I love you.
Mm.
And I just think it's important to get the word out that this is available and you can hear their voice on their own communication system. So coming in to see a speech pathologist early on in your diagnosis may allow you to be able to keep your voice.
So what people need to do then is they got to go to ent.medmiami.edu. Is that
yes.
it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see that? I'm a Jets fan and I picked that up. Actually, I'm not. I'm a Dolphins fan. Hey, drop that last 30 seconds, Steve. I am a Dolphins fan, but we know how the Jets fans think. And so it sounds to me like if people come into you and they come to You Health and they talk about this, that this is one of the truly warm and beautiful things that You Health is doing for some of our most at-risk and frail members of our community. As we say on the show, I want to give you a high five, Jocelyn, for just making the personal commitment to recognize the need in our community and come up with such a beautiful way to address it.
Well, thank you very much.
Again, Jocelyn, I gave out the email. What's your department phone number?
305-243-4315.
Jocelyn Oldham, MA, one of You Health's true angels in our community, reaching out, helping make our quality of life better. Thank you so much for the beautiful things you do, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Stevie, take us away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Tarek Maddox. We're going to talk to Tarek Maddox, how to stay fit for life after this.